Shalom, brothers and sisters. We greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm thankful and grateful unto you all for your encouragement and your prayers. May the good Lord bless you. I would love us to continue with the thought that you have been looking at, beholding in a mirror. We read in the book of James chapter 1. Verse 23, for if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, ye be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Today, I want us to look at a personal encounter as we behold in the mirror. It is important to know that each individual or a believer must have their personal encounter with God as they behold in a mirror. Each one must have a personal revelation that the Lord is revealing unto them. At the end of it all, we shall all see one thing. For example, the Lord must open our eyes to see that baptism indeed must be done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But one may not see that, and yet they're in the same place where others' eyes have been opened to see the revelation of God in baptism. Let's look at Joshua. In the book of Joshua chapter 1, God had spoken to him on verse 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So the Lord revealed himself unto Joshua. So Joshua here is having a personal encounter with God. It's no longer coming through Moses. It is him, Joshua, to experience the revelation of God. But God tells him not to throw away the law that Moses gave unto them. He tells him to look into the word of the Lord, which was the law given unto them through Moses, to meditate upon it day and night, so that Joshua could step on the middle of the road. But we see something. Joshua did not take a step, and the Lord was angry with him. On verse 9, we hear, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. You can see the way God spoke now, that God was angry with Joshua, that Joshua did not take a step. You see, Joshua is a believer who had witnessed miracles among the children of Israel when Moses was around. But because Moses is no longer on side, Joshua does not have the courage to take a step. But God comes, and God says the same thing that is spoken to Joshua.
Have not I commanded thee that you should take a strong, that you have to be strong and be courageous? Do not be afraid, neither thou be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. So here is God now revealing himself to Joshua. Joshua is having a personal experience. He's now hearing God as an individual, not through Moses. Does that mean we throw away the pastors, the prophets, the apostles, teachers, evangelists that God has given unto us? No, brothers and sisters. But as God is using them, he requires us to meditate upon his word so that we can have a personal experience. As God is using his servant, he requires us to be strong, courageous, to take a step that we can have a personal testimony. We have to experience God as an individual. It doesn't mean you isolate yourself from the fellowship. No. But as God revealed himself unto you, because you can be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, not because it has been revealed, but because everyone is doing it. You can be talking about as one God who revealed himself in the body of Jesus Christ, not because it is revealed unto you, but because everyone is saying it. It's for this reason, as we behold in the mirror, as we meditate on the word of God, you need a personal experience. God revealing himself unto you as an individual. That gives you strength to stand on his word. That gives you courage, regardless of what you may face, that you are going to possess that which he has promised. Why? You have encountered him. Joshua here, it took the Lord to be angry with him. He could not take a step. And the scripture says, in the mouth of two witnesses, a thing shall be established. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. And sometimes we hear the same thing over and over. Why is God revealing the same thing over and over to you, my brother and sister? It's because God desires for you to experience something, for you to have something to stand on. It's because God desires for you to take a step, for you to possess that which has promised. Glory be to God. Sometimes we wonder why we are hearing the same thing. This pastor, God uses them to speak on this, and the other one on such, and you realize that it's the same message coming. It is an emphasis. That tells you that God is speaking something and requires you to experience it. Maybe it's about a change of character. As you behold in the mirror, God is telling you the same thing. It means God requires you to take a step for you to have a personal experience as you take a step. He is a massive God. As we behold in a mirror, we should meditate upon his word. We should be prayerful. Then the Lord will give us an encounter. Or we are going to experience an encounter. We'll have a personal experience. That does not mean separating yourself from others. Because people can be in the same place, but they can see different things. One preacher ministering, but people can hear different things. That tells you that each individual is having their own personal experience. Others who come out converted, others may come out without being converted. Others who come out blessed, others who come out without being blessed. It all depends on the attitude that one has when we are in the presence of God. Here Joshua was with the crowd, but God isolated him, spoke to him. Go possess the land. But he didn't take a step because of fear. God had to come the second time, and he was not happy with him. Even us, sometimes we even talk, I've heard this, Again today, I've heard this. I've heard again this, the same. It's the same thing over and over that I'm hearing. Some of us, we even get upset. It's not so, brothers and sisters. Some of us, we even get bored that I'm tired of hearing of the same thing. But God is not tired of revealing himself in the same thing he's speaking to you, because he cares and loves you. Behold in the mirror and try to ask, what is God trying to speak to me on? Why is God saying this thing over and over? Why do I keep hearing the same thing? There's something that God desires for you to experience, or there's transformation that must take place, or it requires you to take a step. So as we behold in the mirror, there's an experience that God wants us to encounter. There's something God desires to see out of our life. Take a step of faith as you hear, be strong and courageous. For unto these people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give unto them. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shall make thy way prosperous. Brothers and sisters, this message that we have received, let's not depart from it. Let it not depart from our mouth. Let's meditate upon it day and night. And let's not get weary whenever we hear God speaking unto us on the same matter. It means God is emphasizing. Maybe there's something that we are not doing. Like here, Joshua did not take a step, but God revealed the same thing. Have not I commanded thee to be strong and courageous? See, it was the same thing that he was told in verse 5. God brings it back. I've told you to be strong and courageous, that I'm with you wherever thou goest. So even us in the message in the last church we are living in, let's be faithful to what God is speaking unto us. Don't get weary if you are hearing the same messages that God is bringing to you. There is a reason. Be faithful as you behold in that mirror to have a personal experience that will give you courage and boldness to stand to the end of time. Shalom. God bless you.